If you're walking around on Alaska, it's almost impossible not to find stuff left over from World War II. Usually, though, it's just building material, or maybe the occasional shell. Jeremiah Kirchhofer recently found something a little more explosive out at Yucadega Bay.
My son and I went down to go camping down there at the bay. I've been here for quite a few years and never been down there. And we went down to the beach, and since it was still fairly early in the afternoon, we decided to do some fishing. And we was fishing and walking up and down the beach, and I looked over and I was like, that's not a rock. And I took a look at it, and then I was like, yeah, that's definitely a grenade.
He reported the find to the Department of Public Safety on Monday. According to Sergeant Jennifer Shockley, a team made up of officers, EMTs, and a state trooper hiked out to the bay yesterday and were able to locate the grenade once again. They then closed the area off and took photos that they gave to the military's explosive ordnance disposal technicians for identification. Shockley says that the EOD did confirm the grenade was from World War II and that it could potentially blow up, especially since military ordnances can become even more unstable with time.
The Mark II grenades, when they were originally produced, had a kill radius of 30 meters. So that's about 100 feet. So it's a pretty significant area of potential damage if it were to explode.
Right now, there isn't a clear timeline for the grenade's removal. Shockley says that in the meantime, locals should avoid going near the explosive.
It has been left there. It's also been marked off with police line tape. So it's pretty clearly demarcated in terms of an area that people should avoid. The military has confirmed that it would be dangerous to move this. We do know that this type of grenade has the potential for causing danger in quite a widespread area if it were to go off. So we're asking anybody who's on the beach at Yucadega Bay to please respect the police line tape that's been set up around this, not to try to go any closer, not to try to look at it any closer, and definitely not to touch anything.
She also adds that residents who find similar objects in the future should report them to law enforcement immediately.
I'm surprised that we haven't had more finds like this turn up, but if people should find something that appears to be some manner of explosive device or weapon in the future, particularly if there's any possibility that it's unexploded, they should leave it where they find it, don't touch it, and try to do something to remember or mark the location and report it to either us or the troopers.
The discovery of unexploded ordnances and other munitions continues to be a concern in the Aleutian Islands. This summer, the Army Corps of Engineers sent a team out to Fort Glenn on Umneck Island to conduct a remedial investigation and look for potentially dangerous military materials. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.